Good day to you all. Now, here's a 28-year-old femon, who apparently in Trafalgar Square, that's in the UK, it's a big open space where people sort of gather a bit, is living in a pig cage for 3 weeks. And apparently she's making a protest. I don't call it a protest, I call it more like a spectacle. The protest is supposed to be about factory farming. Specifically for pigs, as she's in a pig cage. But Pacific pigs. Only mother pigs. I guess she doesn't care about what happens to the male pigs. Oh, just like in the human world. And of course, this femon is a vegan. Which, what I've seen, about 99% are always femons. The guys that are vegans are generally married to a wife that's a vegan. Or the guy's girlfriend is a vegan and they just try to appease her. I've also noticed they are the most vocal, aren't they? Fine, you want to be a vegan. Entirely your choice. But wherever they are, they try to push their belief, even onto strangers everywhere. Of course, we all know that femons love attention. And if a femon becomes a vegan, at least in her mind, she's different. She kind of stands out. She becomes special. Most femon vegans I've met, anyway, have always been arrogant, quite rude, control freaks. They do believe they're special. They always try and tell you it's the natural way. Well, if it's so natural, how come most vegans have to take supplements? Because what food they're eating, their body isn't getting the right nutrients. That's a bit of a giveaway right there, isn't it? As you can see, she has a cover over it. She's also picked the time of year that isn't very cold. And she has volunteers on 24-hour care, making sure she's all right. Do you know, most people go down to the supermarket or grocery store, pick up their food and their meats, then go home. Maybe this vegan person should ask the people, would they mind if their food was double or treble the price? You know, I don't think a lot of people would be on board with that. I lived on a farm in Canada, a working farm. It had cows, pigs, chickens, a few lambs. Calves were born on the farm and grew up. But it's a working farm, and then it was time for the cull. It's not a great time, but that's life. But this femon here probably has never worked on a farm at all. Maybe she's visited a petting zoo. You put these vegans on an island somewhere, and the only food is pigs. It won't be too long before they're hunting the pigs and eating them. You know, I've never seen a healthy-looking vegan. Have you? They all kind of look like they need three or four pints of blood. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. I mean, I'm definitely against animal cruelty. Just take a look at the PETA. Used to be something against, you know, furs and things like that. But it got taken over by activists and feminists. And now it's absolutely useless. They'll only do something or say something if it's trendy and they get publicity. Typical. Show and tell. And that's exactly what this protest is about. It's a stunt. But she gets full attention for 3 weeks, at least. You ever wonder why there's not people going around promoting meat? You know, the meat eaters. Well, it's probably because they're not control freaks. I'll never be a vegan. Because I'm a realistic. Most of these femons live in fantasy land. Disneyland. With Thumper and Bambi. They refuse to grow up. You take it easy, guys. Hey, you want a hamburger? Put it on the Barbie.